Turn to the book of Malachi.
نرجع إلى سفر ملاخي.
Just wanted to touch briefly on some of the leading characteristics in the book.
ودان أتأمل في باختصار في مميزات هذا السفر.
Our brother referred us earlier to the way Malachi uses a method of disputation.
الأخ في الصباح قال لنا عن الطريقة أو الأسلوب اللي بيستخدمه ملاخي إنه بيستخدم طريقة التساؤل.
There's about seven times when he does this in a very prominent way, and we'll just read those.
بيعمل كده حوالي سبع مرات هنقراهم.
Verse 1, verse 2. I've loved you, says Jehovah, but ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?
أحببتكم قال الرب وقلتم بما أحببتنا.
They doubted his love.
كانوا يشكوا في محبته.
Verse 6.
عدد 6.
Just halfway through the verse.
نص العدد الأخير.
You priests that despise my name, but ye say, wherein have we despised thy name?
أيها الكهنة المحتقرون اسمي وتقولون بما احتقرنا اسمك.
Verse 7.
عدد 7.
You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee?
تقربون خبزا نجسا على مذبحي وتقولون بما نجسناك.
Doubted his love, and despised his name, and they've defiled his altar.
كانوا يشكوا في محبته، يحتقروا اسمه، وكانوا أيضا ينجسوا مذبحه.
Then in chapter 2.
ثم في أصحاح 2.
Verse 17.
عدد 17.
You've wearied Jehovah with your words, and you say, wherein have we wearied him?
لقد أتعبتم الرب بكلامكم وقلتم بما أتعبناه.
They disturbed his restfulness.
لقد أتعبوا راحة الرب أو أقلقوا راحة الرب.
And you see some of the reason for that in the words that follow, in that you say, everyone that does evil is good in the sight of Jehovah, and he that delights in them, or where is the God of judgment?
ونشوف إزاي عملوا كده في الكلمات التابعة بقولكم كل من يفعل الشر فهو صالح في عيني الرب وهو يسر بهم أو أين إله العدل؟
They disturbed him because they completely distorted his character.
ألعوا الرب لأنهم شوهوا صفاته.
Then in chapter 3, verse 7.
ثم في أصحاح 3 عدد 7.
Since the days of your fathers have you departed from my statutes and have not kept them. Return unto me and I'll return unto you, says Jehovah of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return?
من أيام أبائكم حدتم عن فرائضي ولم تحفظوها. ارجعوا إلي أرجع إليكم قال رب الجنود فقلتم بماذا نرجع؟
They departed from his statutes and then refused his appeal to them to return.
لقد حادوا عن فرائضه ورفضوا أيضا دعوته للرجوع.
Chapter 3 verse 8.
أصحاح 3 عدد 8.
Will a man rob God but you rob me and you say wherein do we rob thee?
أيسلب الإنسان الله فإنكم سلبتموني فقلتم بما سلبناك.
They defrauded God of his rights, of his entitlements.
الله حقوقه.
And then finally in verse 13.
وأخيرا في عدد 13.
Your words have been stout against me, says Jehovah, but ye say, what have we been speaking against thee?
أقوالكم اشتدت علي قال الرب وقلتم ماذا قلنا عليك.
And it goes on to explain what they'd been saying, by their actions at least. You say, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we keep his charge, and that we walk mournfully before Jehovah of hosts?
ويتابع بعد كده يشرح هما عملوا كده ازاي لما قلتم عبادة الله باطلة وما المنفعة أننا حفظنا شعائره وأننا سلكنا بالحزن قدام رب الجنود.
They disparaged his service.
لقد احتقروا خدمته.
I think we can see fairly clearly in the text of Scripture A number of those D's, and some of them have been added for convenience, but doubted his love, they despised his name, they defiled his altar, they disturbed his restfulness, they departed from his statutes, they defrauded him of his rights, and they disparaged his service. This was the character of the people when Malachi spoke.
فدي كانت صفات الشعب في تكلم عنها ملاخي. كانوا أنهم شكوا في محبته، احتقروا اسمه، نجسوا مذبحه، ثم أقلقوا راحته، وبعدها سلبوا الرب، وأخيرا ماذا قلنا عليك؟ احتقار للخدمة.
Sorry, they probably don't come out in Arabic as D's. Malachi, it's very touching to consider the retiringness of his character.
شيء يلمس ان احنا نفكر في المميزات.
We're often impressed with Melchizedek, the way he's presented without father, without mother, without beginning of days, without end of life. And in Hebrews it tells us he is made like to the Son of God.
احنا بنتكلم عن ملاخي. زي مثلا لما كان ملكي صادق ليس له أب أو أم ليس له بداية أو نهاية ونعرف من سفر العبرانيين أنه ده إشارة إلى الرب يسوع ابن الله.
I find it particularly touching to think of a prophet like Elijah. Elijah the Tishbite. At least we know where Salem was, over which Melchizedek was the king. Of Elijah, we don't know his father or his mother. We don't know his age. We don't know when he was born. We don't even really know the place that he came from. We know less about Elijah than we know about Melchizedek.
ما نعرفش كتير عن نعرف قليل جدا عن إلي رغم أن نعرف إنه إلي تشبه لكن أقل بكثير من نعرف عن ملك صادق من حيث مجيئه.
And yet James tells us that heavenly man Elijah. Not made like to the Son of God, but he's a man of like passions as us.
لكن نشوف الكلام عن في يعقوب عن إليا أنه ليس يمثل ابن الله لكن مكتوب عنه له إنسان تحت الآلام مثلنا.
And is it any wonder that the Lord then used a man like Malachi to treat of prophetic characteristics like those of Elijah that would be again seen in John the Baptist? That will be seen in a marvelous way in the Lord Jesus himself, but which also he personally reflected.
That's a bit too much for me, Greg.
Sorry, Murad. perhaps I'll step back.
Divide the thoughts, I think.
Malachi, at least Elijah, we know he was a Tishbite. We might not know where Tishbe was.
Elijah, we know that Elijah Tishbe, but we don't know where Tishbe was.
Malachi, we don't know his father, his mother, his age, when he was born, when he died, or even where he came from.
أما عن ملاخي فنعلم من أبي من أم من جه منين.
Completely retiring, completely hidden.
لكن صورة مخفية تماما.
Just like Elijah.
كما كان إلي.
Just like the man of whom he spoke, John the Baptist.
زي الشخص اللي تكلم عنه يوحنا المعمدان.
Voice, and brother, remind us, voice of one crying in the wilderness.
مجرد صوت صارخ في البرية.
The Lord Jesus, the one who's spoken of as the angel or the messenger of the covenant.
أما الرب يسوع الذي يتكلم عنه هنا باعتباره ملاك العهد.
One who wouldn't make himself prominent.
الشخص الذي لسوف لا يجعل من شخصه من نفسه شخص بارز.
It's not prominence that's going to bring about recovery and restoration.
ما هواش الامتياز الذي أو التميز سوف يأتي بالعودة ورد النفس.
But it's the authority of the Word of God.
لكنها سلطان كلمة الله.
And so Malachi, you see, it's the word of God that just dominates his thinking and his prophesying.
عشان كده بالنسبة لملاخي إن كلمة الله هي التي تسود على فكره في النبوة.
He the law and the prophets were until John, the Lord Jesus.
الناموس والأنبياء كانوا إلى وقت يوحنا.
So from Moses to Malachi, there was one continuous stream of message that came to the people until the time of John.
فمن وقت موسى إلى ملاخي كانت هناك رسالة أو رسائل متتالية من الرب توقفت إلى وقت يوحنا المعمدان.
And so you find that Malachi always goes back to the source, to the beginning, and then always goes on to the end.
عشان كده نلاقي ملاخي دائما يروح يرجع تاني للبداية وبعدين يروح أيضا للنهاية.
He goes back to Genesis about God's love, sovereign electing love for Jacob.
يروح يرجع لسفر التكوين ويكلمنا عن محبة الله المطلقة ليعقوب.
He goes back to Leviticus in talking about the altar as being the place of God's food.
ويروح إلى سفر اللاويين ويكلمنا عن المذبح باعتباره المكان مائدة الرب.
He goes back to the book of Numbers when he refers to the covenant of life and peace that was made with Phinehas, the descendant of Levi.
ويروح لسفر اللاويين يتكلم سفر عدد ويتكلم عن العهد الذي كان مع اللاويين وفنحاس.
In chapter 2, when he's challenging us about our relationships with one another, he goes back to Genesis and says, haven't we all got one father?
لما يتكلم في أصحاح 2 عن يحط قدامنا التحدي عن علاقاتنا مع بعضنا البعض يرجع تاني لسفر التكوين ويقول مش احنا كلنا لينا أب واحد.
When he's talking about the sanctity of marriage, he goes back to Genesis. Didn't God make them one?
عندما يتكلم عن قداسة الزوجية يرجع أيضا إلى سفر التكوين. ألم يجعلهما الله الاثنان واحدا؟
But then he always goes on to the end as well.
لكن برضو يذهب إلى النهاية.
The day coming when it'll be seen beyond the borders of Israel that Jehovah is great.
إنه سوف يأتي يوم من تخوم إسرائيل أو حدودها سوف يظهر أن الله عظيم.
The day coming burning like a furnace of fire when the Lord Jesus will purify as a refiner of fire.
سوف يأتي يوم عندما يفحص كل شيء بوقيد النار.
The day coming when the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in His wings.
سوف يأتي يوم عندما تشرق الشمس وفي أجنحتها الشفاء.
It's the word of God from beginning to end that we need to take up as one whole book in order to present God's message to God's people.
إنها كلمة الله من البداية للنهاية التي يجب أن نستوعبها نأخذها كلها في قلوبنا حتى يمكننا أن نقدم للناس كلمة الله أو رسالة الله الكاملة.
Not personal magnetism or prominence, but the word of God itself is the only thing which will have an effect.
نحن لا نقدم امتياز شخصي أو عظمة شخصية، لكنها كلمة الله فقط التي لها التأثير.
I just want to make a few brief references in the New Testament to show how the activities of the Lord Jesus in the life of one individual completely reversed the sorts of characteristics that were seen in the people in Malachi.
نروح لإشارات في العهد الجديد. نشوف فيها في حياة شخص الرب يسوع المسيح صفات وميزات ظهرت مقابلة تماما أو معاكسة تماما لصفات الشعب كما هي ظاهرة في ملاخي.
To lead into that, have a look at Matthew 12.
نروح أولا إلى متى 12.
Matthew 12, verse 43.
عدد 43.
It says, but when the unclean spirit has gone out of the man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and does not find it. Then he says, I'll return to my house whence I came out. And having come, he finds it unoccupied, swept, and adorned. Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits worse than himself, and entering in, they dwell there, and the last condition of that man becomes worse than the first. Thus shall it be to this wicked generation also.
متى 12 عدد 43 إلى 45.
The captivity in Babylon purged from the nation of Israel that wicked spirit of idolatry.
كان إن السبي في بابل لشعب إسرائيل كان إنه طلع منهم أو طهرك أدى إلى تطهيرهم من عبادة الأوثان.
We spoke of this returned remnant coming back and being in the right position, but then what about their condition?
كلمنا عن البقية التي عادت من السبي. كانوا في المكان الصحيح رجعوا فعلا لكن لم تكن حالتهم الأدبية صحيحة.
And in the time of Malachi we can see those seven other spirits no longer the spirit of idolatry that was purged out through the captivity but these seven other spirits of doubting God's love and all of the other deeds worse than the first.
لكن نشوف في صفات الشعب في ملاخي رغم أنهم خلصوا من الروح الشرير الأول هو عبادة الأوثان لكن شفنا سبعة أرواح شريرة سبعة مميزات شريرة زي ما شفناهم اللي هم زي ما قلنا احتقار الرب واسمه وسلبه وسبع حاجات.
I suppose the mission of Elijah was to bring back an apostate and idolatrous people to God. In Malachi's day they were not idolatrous but their condition was bordering on apostasy.
كانت رسالة إلي أو خدمة إلي إنه يأتي بالشعب من عبادة الأوثان، لكن في رسالة ملاخي كان الشعب لا يعبد أوثان، لكن كانوا في حالة أدبية منحطة، يمكن كانت تقودهم قرب الارتداد.
In the days of the Elijah to come, these seven characteristics will still be there, but in addition to that, that terrible idolatry that worships the beast and the false prophet.
في أيام إلي القادمة هيكون هذه السبع صفات، لكن أيضا هيكون هناك الارتداد وعبادة الأوثان.
But we don't want to stay on those negative things. Quickly turn to Luke chapter 8.
نروح للوقا أصحاح 8.
Luke chapter 8. Read from verse 1.
من عدد واحد. لوقا 8:1.
And it came to pass afterwards that he went through the country city by city and village by village, preaching and announcing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women who had been healed of wicked spirits and infirmities, Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who ministered to him of their substance.
أرينا العدد ثلاثة، واحد لثلاثة.
And then John chapter 19.
ثم من يوحنا 19.
John chapter 19 verse 25. And by the cross of Jesus stood his mother and the sister of his mother, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala.
وكانت وقفات عند الصليب يسوع أمه وأخت أمه مريم زوجة كلوبة ومريم المجدلية.
Chapter 20 verse 1.
أصحاح 20 عدد 1.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala comes in early morn to the tomb while it was still dark.
في أول أسبوع جاءت مريم المجدلية للقبر باكرا وظلام باق.
Verse 11.
عدد 11.
Mary stood at the tomb without weeping, and as therefore she wept, she stooped down into the tomb, and behold, 2 angels sitting in white garments, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They say to her, Woman, why dost thou weep? She says to them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. Having said these things, she turned backward and beholds Jesus standing there, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus says to her, Woman, why dost thou weep? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing that it was the gardener, says to him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I'll take him away. Jesus says to her, Mary. She, turning round, says to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus says to her, Touch me not, for I've not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary of Magdala comes, bringing word to the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. There were so many things that Mary had yet to learn, but she displayed qualities that were completely the reverse of those awful spirits that we see in the people in Malachi's day.
كانت هناك أمور كثيرة احتاجت مريم المجدلية أن تتعلمها، لكنها أظهرت صفات مخالفة تماما أو معاكسة تماما لتلك الصفات التي تميز بها الشعب في أيام ملاخي.
In verse 15 here in John 20.
عدد 15 يوحنا 20.
Love desires the company of the one that it loves, and Mary had been deprived of that company. She didn't know about the resurrection. She didn't understand all of those things, but she desired the company of the one that she loved because she knew he loved her.
كان لمريم المجدلية رغبة أن تتمتع بالمحبة، محبة الشخص الذي كانت تحبه أو أحبها، رغم أنها لم تفهم عن القيامة.
No doubts about his love.
لم تشك في محبته.
No dishonoring of his name. She honored his name, and it was to her then that the Lord Jesus really was the declarer of the Father's name. He entrusted to her that wonderful message, go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father.
لم تحتقر اسمه، لكن بالعكس كانت مريم المجدلية لها ذلك الإعلام من الرب عندما قال لها أنه يصعد إلى أبي وأبيكم إلهي وإلهكم.
We read back in chapter 19. She didn't understand the character of that altar, but love bound him to the altar, and that's where she was, right there where he was on the cross.
في يوحنا 19 لم تفهم معنى أن المحبة قد ربطته بالصليب وكانت هناك عند الصليب.
No defiling of the altar with her.
ليس لديها أي فعل ينجس المذبح.
Back in chapter 8 of Luke.
أصح 8 من لوقا.
Instead of disturbing him, disturbing and distorting his character, she saw that he had needs.
بدلا من أن تقلقه، بدلا من تشوه صفاته، أدركت أن الرب كان له احتياج.
She was concerned for his needs.
كانت تهتم باحتياجات الرب.
With the others, she ministered to him.
ومع مع أخريات خدمنا الرب.
You notice in the second verse that running between verse 1 and verse 2, that with him were the 12 and certain women.
نشوف هنا في أصح 8 في لوقا 8 عدد 1 يقول إنه ومع الاثنى عشر.
There was no departing from his statutes.
لم يكن أبدا لمريم المجدلية أي حياد عن فرائض الرب.
They were with him and they were with one another.
كانوا مع الرب وكانوا مع بعضهم البعض أيضا.
There was no denying of his rights.
لم يكن هناك أي إنكار لحقوق الرب.
When she and the others ministered to him, it was of her substance.
عندما كانوا يخدمنا الرب، كانوا يخدمنا الرب من أموالهن، من مالهن، مالهن.
It doesn't say whether they were wealthy women or poor women or ordinary women. It doesn't say whether they had two mites to give or whether they had a vast wealth. But they ministered to him of their substance.
لا نخبر هنا عن كونهم أغنياء أو فقراء، لديهم فلسين أو ثروة عظيمة. لكن مجرد يقول أنهم كانوا يخدمنا الرب من أموالهن.
And far from disparaging his service, the service that the Lord Jesus entrusted to her, we love to read of that in John chapter 20. She fulfilled it completely.
وبالمقارنة مع احتقار خدمة الرب، نشوف إنه مريم تميزت في أصحاح 20 بتقدير خدمة الرب.
It's lovely in John 20 that it doesn't end with the Lord's instruction to Mary.
حلو إنه يوحنا 20 لا ينتهي بتعليمات من الرب لمريم.
It ends with that wonderful statement in verse 18.
لكن ينتهي بهذا العدد الجميل في عدد 18.
Mary of Magdala comes bringing word to the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her.
فجاءت مريم المجدلية وأخبرت التلاميذ أنها رأت الرب وأنه قال لها هذا.
She'd been entrusted with a service.
كانت قد ائتمنت على خدمة.
And she delighted to fulfill that service.
وكان سرورها أن تتمم تلك الخدمة.
She may have been a little known person, a retiring person, but the Lord gave her a message to speak, as he gave Malachi a message to speak, and she, as he, spoke that message.
ربما لم تكن مريم المجدلية معروفة أو مشهورة، لكن الرب ائتمنها على الرسالة وقد تممتها، كذلك ما فعل ملاخي، أعطاه الرب رسالة وقد وصلها أيضا ملاخي.
So may we be encouraged to respond to the way the Lord wants to use each one of us.
فليتنا نتشجع حتى نتجاوب مع الرب بالطريقة التي يود الرب أن يستخدمنا بها.
To be willing to do it in a retiring and non-prominent way.
أن نفعل نتمم خدمة الرب بصورة غير ظاهرة.
To be willing to faithfully depend on the absolute authority of Scripture and no other techniques.
أن نكون لدينا الاستعداد أن نعتمد في خدمتنا على سلطان الكلمة المطلق ولا على لا على طرقنا أو طرق إحنا نستحسنها.
To take character from Mary and the way the Lord dealt with Mary in order to display a spirit completely the reverse of those seven evil spirits seen amongst Judah in the days of Malachi.
ريتنا نتعلم من شخصية ماري، مريم المجدلية، التي تمثلت فيها صفات معاكسة تماما لتلك الصفات التي كانت للشعب في وقت ملاخي.
For his name's sake.